days. Remembered fondly? I loved school. And still friends with people I went to school with now. Not all of them. But the ones who are lovely enough. Now, today, I'm after some former school pupils, particularly those who went to Cardinal Wiseman. Because the school is hoping to bring together past pupils to celebrate their achievements and inspire the next generation of students as part of celebrations of its 70th anniversary. To tell us a little bit more about it, I am joined by former Cardinal Wiseman pupil and Coventry fundraiser Michael Macon. Hiya, Michael.
Hiya, Vic. How are you?
Oh, well, do you know what? Honestly, still cocking and hooping after Tuesday night, to be honest. How about you?
Oh, I would say I'm hot like an oven, but I think you've proven your point. It doesn't sound the same. And still cocking and a hooping too, although at halftime, I've got to be honest, I did not think we were going to turn that round, and I love being wrong.
Yeah, me too. I said the same thing. I was like, oh, I said this. If the enemy were coming, are we going to look like we're giving it loads and we can't back it up? But then afterwards, it's like, it's fine. By the way, have you seen any of the hilarious stuff doing the rounds on social media with Jack Redoni and his sunglasses? If you haven't seen it yet, please do. I'm sure they're not deliberately poking fun at former Sky Blue Callum O'Hare in any way at all. Now, let's move on, shall we, and talk about this, because Cardinal Wiseman, 70 years old next year, is that right?
It is, yeah. I thought Redoni's shoes were a choice as well, but that's a different story too. I was there at Wiseman from 80 through to 87. I'm 56 now. And I think the biggest thing I've learned since leaving is the kids you went to school with that were rivals with and you maybe bristled with, if you bump into them now, it's one of the most special feelings. I stood at the casino waiting for an Uber on Tuesday and three lads I've not seen for 30 years walk by. And you just feel a bond and a camaraderie. And we all talked about who we knew and what they'd done. And there's so many stories that we just want to unlock them.
No, it's unlocking the stories that you want to do specifically for the anniversary. What do you want to happen?
Well, I suppose I know, for example, from my friend's circle, one lad I went to school with, Zen, and took the last ever photo of Muhammad Ali.
What?
One brilliant lady, Laura Burtonwood, is currently the head teacher of the school. Another friend I bumped into in the pod yesterday, her brother won an OBE for firefighting and disaster management around the world. So we want people, that's just my year, we want people to tell stories about kids they remember and then to celebrate them.
That's such a wonderful thing to do. And I suppose the aim is to inspire the next generation coming through Wiseman's doors?
Completely. So when I left school, if you'd have asked me who was going to go on to great things, everyone looks at the academics. People then talk about those who made fortunes, but so many of them. I could point to a printed author, Julia Stagg, a friend who, you can sense it. I've just got so many, you know, pharmacists and beyond. And kids today don't realise that the path isn't always linear. There's stories to be told about people who maybe didn't do that well academically, but have gone on to amazing things. Your journey starts with the foundations that a great school like Wiseman can give you, but you can go in all sorts of directions.
Do you know, can I tell you a story about a former Cardinal Wiseman student? She rescued me from an ice cream freezer. When I mentioned this a bit earlier on, when I was a Saturday girl at Devlin's, there was me and a whole bunch of girls from Wiseman, and they were the loveliest bunch of coconuts ever. And there was one time I was reaching in for a box of Nobbly Bobblies or something right at the bottom of the freezer, and obviously it's me, ended up stuck, sort of doing a handstand, if you like, in the freezer where it was very cold, and I started to panic because I couldn't get myself back out. And a lovely girl called Tracy, I wish I could remember her surname, but she managed to manhandle me out when she'd stopped laughing. So I was rescued by a Wiseman student.
Well, do you know, that's a tip-top story, isn't it? But, do you know, I have to give thanks to you, though, Vic, because you did a phone-in about 6 or 7 years ago about schools and teachers that inspired us. And I rang you up and mentioned Mrs. Dunsmore, a teacher who, when I didn't get the A-levels I hoped for, said, Michael, just get off your proverbial, and go into the university and beg them to take you. And they did, and luckily I had a career as a result. You convinced me that day to phone her, and I did, and since she's passed away, but that day when I phoned her and I told her the difference she'd made to my life, and you could feel it in her voice just as much as mine. And they're the kind of stories. Some teachers just shape your life, and I don't think they know. One guy, a French teacher called Mr. Rutherford, did 40 years, and I bumped into him recently, and he recognised me after 40 years. And do you know what I told him, Vic? I have a cat and I live in a house. That was about all I had. Sorry, but he was wonderful. Those sort of stories.
Okay, well, look, what if people have those sort of stories and they went to Wiseman? And by the way, if you went to Wiseman and you know somebody called Tracy who once rescued someone from a freezer, we need to hear from you too. Where should they go, Michael?
Yeah, so it's the usual, go to the website, there's Cardinal Wiseman one, and there's an alumni page there, and people can click and tell their own story. Nearly always you find people tell the story of someone else, which is great. And those stories about teachers that made a difference, because they shape our lives, and there's some brilliant ones at Wiseman over the years.
Bless you. Lovely story. It's honestly, it's so nice to look back without the pressure of not having done your French homework. Michael, thank you so much. Go to the Cardinal Wiseman website for more, or get in touch with us, and we will happily drop you Michael's way.